Welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm Amy Lee Mercury, and I'm a medical intuitive with 20 years of experience. I've written 15 books on health and wellness. If you've had a medical intuitive session with me, you know that the thoughts and emotions within you, what has been passed down from your ancestors, and everything that surrounds you can impact your well-being. In this podcast, we touch on my favorite ways for you to improve your health and feel more joy. We dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today. Hello, hello, and welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm so excited to have Calista here with me. Calista, do you go by your single name, by the way?
I do, yeah. Just Calista.
Just Calista, like Prince. I love it. She's just stepping into the room and there she is. Calista is a prolific author. She wrote the book Unicorn Rising, and she also wrote the book The Female Archangels. So I'm really excited to talk to her about her books. She also created Unicorn Healing and Angel Healing, which are hands-on healing modalities. So we're going to discuss that. And I find it very interesting, Calista was a cancer research scientist for many years too. So maybe, Calista, first of all, welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me on this beautiful podcast show that you have.
Aw, yay. So let's start with hearing how you came, your sort of your life path as far as coming from being a research scientist and then how you kind of came into writing your unicorn book and your spiritual work and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we were chatting before, it's like we've had so many different lives.
Yeah.
One life, and I feel like that's so true for myself.
Yeah.
You know, I was born into a family where the feminine was so strong. There wasn't a lot of men around. It was like these strong feminine women. Mm-hmm. And they were either spiritualist mediums, or there were midwives, or they worked in the veterinary profession. So there was this thread of spirituality and healing. Mm. That was my mainstay. That was my foundation. Mm-hmm. And then growing up, yeah, I went into academia. I became a cancer research scientist and lived in that world for a while. And at the very core was my passion for helping people. I've always had that. And that's mm-hmm. still so true to me today, is helping people to have a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And now it's expanded to helping people to know their spirituality, their divinity, and to expand and ascend upon that. But it wasn't until around about 2005, 2006, that I went through, I guess, a reawakening of my spiritual path.
Yeah.
And I was faced with the decision to either marry my then fiance and start a family, mm-hmm. or go back into academia and follow through with my PhD, or, and this is what the universe presented, a third option.
Yes.
I started a course in Reiki evening classes, and it was a few months back then. It wasn't, you know, like a weekend course.
Yes.
So I studied with one of a traditional teacher here in Scotland, and realized that I could help people more in just the one session of giving hands-on healing, of giving Reiki, than I could being this very small cog in a huge big pharmaceutical wheel.
Yes.
And the more I got involved in alternative healing, the less my passion was for pharmaceutical world.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to see,
yeah,
what we know now, you know, the commercialization of health that goes on.
Yes.
And I just didn't want to be a part of it. So I left. I left in 2006, and I set up a holistic healing business, where I was giving people Reiki sessions, but also teaching courses and making herbal remedies and herbal skincare for people.
Yes.
Loved it. It was completely different.
It was in your blood too, huh?
It's in my blood, yeah. My grandma taught me about the power of Mother Nature, how plants are medicinal. And that really is traditional medicine, isn't it? The medicine
is
only around about 100 years old.
And it
was quite a leap from science to going into that world, because the relationship with my fiance broke down. All my friends were from the science world, so they left. But I reawoke to the magic of my childhood. I started to connect with fairies, angels, and my spirit guides, which you know so much about. And I started to meditate and listen, truly listen, for the first time in my life to who I was, to who I am, why I'm here. And guided by spirit, won a competition, entered and won a competition similar to your Shark Tank in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I won a holistic center, and I made like a little, had a crystal shop.
Wow.
Workshop center all in one.
Wow. In Scotland?
In Scotland, yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
And that was called Ethereal Light. And I ran that center for about 3 years. And from that space was born the therapy modalities, angel healing, unicorn healing. And I've been teaching these modalities around the world for the last 12 years. And the books are really an extension of those modalities.
Absolutely.
So in a nutshell, that is my journey.
It's such an interesting journey.
Yeah. Going from a very muggle. Everything has to be tangible and physical. I've got to, you know, see it. To now having, I have constant conversations with non-physical realm. And that's just my normal.
Welcome to my world. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, I love teaching people how to do this too, you know, just like yourself, how to connect for it, how to filter out all the hype and drama and trauma and things, and really, really tune in to who we are. Like that drives me. I love seeing people connect to their truth, to their magic.
I do too, and I love that you are opening those doors. I think for a lot of us in the, you know, these professions, I always say, like, I'm just the messenger. My medicine teacher used to say she's a portal, like she just opens the door. You know, we just kind of help make the connection, just like our teachers did for us. And then it flows, you know, in whatever way is for the highest good from there.
It we are guides, we are mm-hmm. guides, we're doorways. And I like to think that we are forklifters too, you know, helping to raise one another.
Yes, I do too.
A good friend of mine always says every day is a school day, and it's so true.
That
eternal students, even though we are, as the unicorns and angels often say, we are God source incarnate. We just have to remember that we are. We're also in this playground students of one another, of everything. So if we can keep open in our curiosity and that, that just helps us to not bring ego into what we do.
Absolutely.
Because we're just in the innocence of everything.
Absolutely. I feel that from you too, in a big way, that you really hold that frequency. And I would imagine that allows people to come in to a session with you or to working with you with more openness, because you do bring that. Just, it feels safer, I think, to be open in that presence.
And the majority of people that I work with are women.
Mm-hmm.
Our mothers often as well, and they're either taken the leap already, and they're expanding, you know, their path and their purpose and their business, or they're just about to take that leap. So I think you really have to create a safe space where they know that they can just lean in and soften and share whatever needs to be shared to the root of issues and just blast through them. I feel that that's really important. So thank you for reflecting that.
Yeah, you've just, it's just very much present. And even, I don't know, for me it's visual, but it's not, it's just part of your essence. So will you tell us about your work with the unicorns first, and how that comes through with the modality, and just your take? I love that energy, and I just love to hear about it.
I know, I love unicorns, and even this year, 2021, they're here now more than ever.
Good.
And they are bringing to the earth their light, which comes through, it's a diamond ray. So before, you work with angels, so Raphael, for example, comes down on that emerald green ray to elicit healing, to bring in the ease and the comfort, whereas unicorns bring in this diamond ray, which looks like crystalline rainbow colors. And it is one of the highest blessings. It's one of the highest lights that we can breathe in and become one with.
Yes.
I guess other people would call it Christed consciousness or consciousness. But yeah, the unicorns are helping us to wake up and to set fearlessly on our ascension path.
Yeah.
And anytime we connect with a unicorn, we're really connecting with our soul. And our soul's magic, our soul's potential, our soul's light.
Yes.
And I believe this is why they're here now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to connect with them 2007 for the purpose of creating a soap, a unicorn soap.
Oh, that was why.
Yeah. My intention was to connect with the unicorns and ask them, what are the essential oils that mimic their frequency? And
also,
what would be the blend of the oils? And so they came forward. But that was almost like my surface intention. I didn't know we had another huge big.
They were like, well, we have a lot more to do with you.
There's so much more.
We like your innocent wonder vibe so much, we're gonna stay a little while.
And they did, and they came. I sat down with a pen and a notepad, like I did with every being that was new, and it was in my innocence, and I asked, if I have unicorn guides, may you now come forward and make yourself known to me. And no sooner had I said that than two huge big unicorns came forward. One was bigger than the other, presenting as a Celtic unicorn, because there's many different types of unicorns.
Oh, tell us about this. Yes, all of that. Yeah.
He's a Celtic unicorn called Hethgar. The unicorns that are connected through the Celtic earthly lineage actually have, they're royal. There's royal unicorns. He's the king of the unicorns in the Celtic lineage.
Yeah.
And he came forward with Princess. That's just the name that I've given her, because she's never given a name.
Yeah.
But she exemplifies the more sweetness, innocence, majesty of unicorns, because unicorns give us virtues, just like angels give us virtues. Mm. They're different. So she was on one side, he was on the other, and they touched horns on my head, and it created this shade of diamond light. I was honestly so, I wish I could just imprint the image to you and everybody.
I can see it, of course. We must have shared vision, because I can see it, and I'm sure many of our listeners can envision it, or they can see it.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey there, it's Amy Lee Mercree. People have been asking what to expect when you book a medical intuitive session with me. Whether you have had a medical intuitive session before or are completely new to the idea, working with a medical intuitive may be right for you, If you are looking to uncover the root cause of one or more mild to moderate health concerns, working with me is not designed to take the place of seeing an integrative doctor or your chosen health practitioner. The way a session begins is you get to share your questions and concerns. After that, I say an opening invocation, which is adapted from something shared with me by my late medicine teacher about 25 years ago. It invites your highest vibrational spirit guides to participate in the session. These may be ancestors, angelic guides, or other benevolent non-physical beings. After the invocation, I let you know which guides want to talk with you and what they have to say. We address your questions and concerns and find resolutions and answers. If there are health issues, we find the root causes of the issues. To learn more about my medical intuitive work, check out the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com.
In the light, I didn't realize at the time, but the light was attuning me. It's energizing to them, to their ray, so that we could become one, our consciousness could blend. Mm. And Hethkar shared with me that together, yes, he gave me the oils and the blend and everything.
Yeah.
But he said, you're here to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much more that you're ready to remember, you're ready to embody.
Yes.
We're going to create a modality together.
Yes.
And so, yeah, Unicorn Healing was born 2009. I've continued to teach it world over. It's now online.
Yes, wonderful.
In every continent. And
wow.
Last year it evolved. It went from people connecting to their unicorn guides, the Pegasians, who are like the cousins of the unicorns.
I have a Pegasus I work with all the time. Yeah, I have for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Huh?
I can see their wings above you.
Yeah, they're like my friends.
People who have a Pegasian as a guide are here to lift other people up.
Mm.
That's one of their main purposes. And that's mm-hmm. one of So yeah, it expanded last year to connect him with 12 different types of unicorns.
Wow.
That is the book that I'm writing at the moment.
Ah!
The lineage, because that is, it's not out there.
No, it's not. I can't wait to read it. I'm getting full goosebumps. I cannot wait to read that.
The unicorns call them truth bumps.
I get truth bumps.
You're feeling the truth, yeah.
Oh yeah, I got them. I got them. Wow. Oh, I can't wait to read that.
So yeah, unicorns have been there throughout my life. But I wasn't really consciously aware of them until that point of attunement. But as part of Unicorn Healing, which is a 3-month course every year, people come from all over the world and they study this course.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is an attunement, just like I received. And that's right at the opening ceremony of the course.
Beautiful. So
connect with the unicorns, have this energetic attunement, which will remain in their consciousness for as long as they want it to be there.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. Wow, that's so neat. So the 12 different types we can learn about in the new book, that's going to be fun.
12 different types.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 22 different types I've connected with.
Mm.
But 12 at the moment want to come forward.
In that particular book.
Yeah, in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait.
So your newest book is The Female Archangels, right?
Yeah, I've got it right beside me. Yeah.
Yes, I can't wait to read that too. So tell us about that too. That's like, what a beautiful cover.
It's luscious.
I love it.
Just that sense of rising.
You really feel it. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm used to being a little bit controversial, and I haven't had a lot of, you know, negative controversy with the book, but a lot of people have said angels don't have a gender or sex. They're not female, they're not male. So I want to explain that a little bit. The way that the angels have always presented to me are like a coin or a card.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Two sides.
Yes.
But for so long, I've got the possibility card.
I see. Oh, that's a good one.
So the side that has been reflected to us from the angels for so long has been the masculine aspect.
Yes, it has.
Is a masculine form, son of God, masculine form, patriarchy, of course.
Yes.
It was all the masculine focus. And then 11-11-11 and the solstice point that we've just, you know, had a couple of months ago.
Yes.
For 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We're anchoring now into the Aquarian age, the feminine.
Yeah.
And so now it's not just the masculine that we can connect with, the archangels like mm-hmm. Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, we can actually connect to the feminine. And it's this feminine aspect that came forward around about 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who they were. I thought it was an ascended master or a goddess.
Right. Anyway.
But
right.
It's different.
Uh-huh.
And they have different teachings. Collectively, the female archangels are called the Archaea. And they weave with us and they give different teachings than the female archangels, more focused on healing and empowering our divine feminine within us.
Yes.
Our collective consciousness within Gaia herself.
Yes.
So to give an example of that, Archangel Michael, who everybody knows, right? The brother. Right. Our big brother with his sword in the field.
Yeah.
And he cuts through the BS and he cuts the cords and everything like that. He's fantastic and we can call on him.
Yeah.
His other half, Archaea Faith.
Oh.
She instills the faith, this blue energy. Soft blue energy. Together, Michael and Faith are one angel. They don't have a gender, but they have expressions of the feminine and masculine to relate to us as human beings, because
we're
feminine. And this has nothing to do with gender whatsoever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So together they are the angel of leadership, of protection. Michael's focus on protection is, right, just let me in. I will just, you know, cut the cord.
Yeah.
And he's very masculine in his approach. Whereas Faith is like, hold on, just relax. Whatever is presenting here, whatever fear and doubt, just open your heart.
Yes.
And not in a love light, fluffy way, but, you know, open your heart, face the fear.
Face
the doubts. What is this fear teaching? What are the doubts teaching you? What's the
fear? Yes.
And go into it. You know, the feminine way of investigation and tuning in, rather than just slapping a band-aid and cutting a cord.
Right.
Because we know now we're becoming more adept at our spirituality. We
really
cut a cord. It's just going to reattach at some point, isn't it?
It may, unless we like remove the attachment point completely and really work on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Archaea, the female archangels, go to the root. They really go to the root and the webs and the attachments and everything to allow you to understand what is the positive learning and understanding of fear, for example, so that it never needs to repeat itself.
I love that. That's very much what I do in my medical intuitive work, and I work with the archangels. And it's interesting because I don't know if this will, you know, align, but the goddess Isis comes in and she's, you know, told me for many years that she's a member of the archangels. Like she is one. And, you know, they always kind of, it's interesting. I don't usually tell people that they're both, like, it's kind of hard to explain. But I love the coin flip. It's interesting. I less love that coin flip idea because I've been shown over the years with different guides, not just angels or not, you know, just different goddesses and ascended masters types, that they all have a flip side. Yeah. And it sometimes is a being I've heard of. It's just very interesting. It's just puts, I really resonate with what you're sharing, basically. It really aligns.
There's an angel called Archaea Constans, who is the other half of Archangel Metatron, together the angel. Now, Constance's vibration and her look, if it could be encapsulated into a form, would be very much like Isis.
Yeah, like, maybe that's her, yeah.
She was a guiding light for Isis. They are connected. They have a sense of consciousness as well. It's happening, Amy, and you probably are feeling it and your listeners are feeling it. We are becoming the remembrance of all that we are. So the spiritual truths that we knew years ago, they're now expanding.
We're
knowing more. And so this is why we're starting to get all this different knowledge of, okay, angels are not just the masculine focus.
Yeah.
Androgynous, but there's hidden depths.
There's
fractals. We can look at this completely differently.
Yes.
Because we're ascending and evolving. Yeah. Heaven really is evolving too.
I know. I think that's a really neat thing to bring up too. Our perception of it, and also that these beings that may be non-physical beings that exist inside and outside of duality continue their process of evolution in a co-creative manner with us. We're all kind of having our process together. It's not, you know, mutually exclusive or they're just static. I mean, the existence is constant change. There's no way to get around that. And it doesn't exclude these beings that to us might seem, you know, more evolved, but they're evolving too.
They're evolving.
Absolutely.
When I started to work with Raphael, he really overlit the angel healing system when I was writing it with him.
He works with me on the medical intuitive. He goes in and we work on people's genes and we work on people's organs. That's we do it. He's my partner. I mean, whether I see him as I say he because of just cultural conditioning, but I see them all different ways. It's interesting that you pointing this out, because I see them in different forms.
Raphael always said at the beginning, humanity and, you know, humankind and angel kind, there's no difference.
Yeah.
We're one in the same consciousness.
We are.
They're just non-physical and we're physical at the moment. That's so there's, I think, put angels on pedestals and see them, connect with them externally, but all the time it's an internal process. but Raphael's twin is Archaea Virtue, who has this very Mother Mary yin universal mother type of energy.
That's who I always thought as his spouse was Mother Mary.
There you go.
In my little world.
And she has a beautiful teaching. She says that in every act of healing, whether self or others, there has to be forgiveness. There has to be forgiveness of a situation, a circumstance, the environment, yourself, another person. If there's not that underlying, and she's got pink energy, that pink weave of forgiveness, it really does go to the cells, doesn't it? It goes right down to the DNA.
Yes.
Then the healing is going to be on the surface, like a band-aid. It's not going to be from the root.
Yeah. And that's the whole intention with my work that Raphael partners with me, is to find the absolute root cause. Like, that's where we always start. Sometimes it's deep.
I'm hearing, they're like in my ear. Sometimes I can hear. You work with both of them. And
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, many healers, teachers, light workers do work with the angels in different, you know, aspects. From their vantage, there is no distinction. There's no masculine. It stops
and then
starts. It's a weave, because we're the weave as well.
Yes, that's how I have always felt them too. I mean, I'm in, like, I sit here, Raphael stands there, and we do our work. Like, that's how it goes wherever we are. And it is, yes, you're giving words to what I've always seen and felt. Yeah.
Ooh, confirmation.
I love that. I wish we could talk longer. I have to wrap you up. We have so much more, so we're going to have you back on the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. So our listeners, we're definitely going to have Calista back. So when you're listening, if you can, you know, find us on social media or go into the comments on our YouTube video that will be up. So we post our podcasts on YouTube. They go on Spotify. They go on Apple. So if you're on the YouTube, you see the video. If you're on Apple and Spotify, you hear it. So basically, if you have questions for Calista, put them in the comments and next time we will ask them. You can DM them to me. You can DM them to her, whatever you want to do. We will ask them because I have a feeling people are going to have a lot of really fun questions.
Yeah, ask us. That'll be great. Uh-huh.
I know. It's fun. Thank you so much for being here, Calista. This was such a lovely interview.
I have enjoyed it so much, Amy. You are a true sister sharing so mm-hmm. much light in this world. So thank you. On behalf, no doubt, of all your listeners for everything that you do too. Thank you.
Aww, likewise, you're a total soul sister and such a light. Oh my gosh. So thank you all for listening to Happily Holistic. We hope you have a joyful day. Oh, Calista, where can they find you? Let's tell them that. Hold on. Hold the phone. Hold the cell phone. What's your website, your social? Tell us.
Yeah, social and website, one and the same. If you just type in Calista Ascension on social media or calistaascension.com, you can find me all about courses, books, and everything like that.
Amazing. Perfect. Go find her. Have a wonderful day, listeners.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at amyleemercree.com. If you would like to see what a medical intuitive session with me is all about, hop on over to the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. Until next time, stay happily holistic.